We work in a good area, those of us who work in information theory, because everything starts at the year zero, which is 1948, when Shannon published his famous paper, A Mathematical Theory of Communications, whose title was changed a little later to The Mathematical Theory of Communications. But in that paper, he stated the noisy coding theorem, and that's what I'm going to be talking about today, the use of codes to transmit data over channels at near their capacity. And I'm going to be talking about single-user channels only today, one sender, one receiver. But in this noisy coding theorem, all problems were solved in principle. Shannon said, look, every channel is described by one number called its capacity, and at any rate of information transmission less than capacity, you can achieve arbitrarily small error probability, provided you code properly. Now, the thing he didn't quite tell us to do were what we should use as codes. He left that problem for us, to find the codes. And, of course, you'd like to be able to practically implement those codes. But that gave rise to the birth of coding theory.